This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Songwriter Burt Bacharach wrote most of his major hits in the 1960s, but these days he's everywhere, in magazines and newspapers, on stage with Elvis Costello, and in record stores where CDs covering his old tunes abound. Critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new compilation of Bacharach hits and misses. Kevin says you have to respect anyone who wrote Alfie, Walk On By, Make It Easy On Yourself, anyone who had a heart, and What's New Pussycat?
The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring.
Harry Como and the Ray Charles Singers, 1958, with an early hit for composer Burt Bacharach and lyricist Hal David. Already, Bacharach had a flair for odd instrumentation. Another arranger might use whistling or comic bassoon, but not both. For Bacharach, the song and the arrangement unite to create a vivid mood or effect. Bacharach thrived in opposition, writing dozens of cleverly arranged hits that bucked the trend toward rock and guitars. His signature became defiantly mellow brass. Solo or harmonized, muted or open, those horns rarely worked up a sweat. They seemed to speak more than sing a melody. From the peppiest song ever about failure, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? When folks talk of Burt Bacharach, they often mean three people. Him, lyricist Hal David, and singer Dionne Warwick, who joined them in 1962. Hal David's best lyrics betrayed a dark realism about sexual politics and were part of any 60s kid's worldly education. Dionne Warwick started out singing demos for them, but from the first, she was their best interpreter. Bacharach's melodies are minefields of wide leaps, shifting time signatures and surprise key changes. Warwick made them sound almost easy and gave the lyrics the right twinge of melancholy. Other singers doing Bacharach copied her, but even when another singer got first crack at a tune, she'd make it her own. Here's Dionne Warwick on a song introduced in the show Promises, Promises by future TV gumshoe Jerry Orbach.
What do you get when you kiss a guy? Get another chance to catch pneumonia. Then you do, and never fall, yeah. Never fall in love again. Don't you know that I'll never fall in love again? Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been.
Bacharach the arranger wallowed in the drecky cliches of adult contemporary music. Cocktail piano or two pianos, swelling strings, Brazilian rhythms, and those Tijuana-style brass were recurring motifs. Hollywood began using Bacharach and David to signify sophistication, meaning sex. Their song Wives and Lovers was notoriously sexist, but they made up for it with this acid portrait of a pickup artist who grabs a girl's attention and then pours on the honey talk.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
If Dionne Warwick makes tricky lines sound like anyone can sing them, Tom Jones makes What's New Pussycat sound like only Tom Jones could sing it. He's so good you could miss the arrangement with its pileup of polka band, girl group, and harpsichord, and that bizarre moment when Breaking Glass cuts off the intro. Sometimes, Bacharach sounds weirdly like spaghetti western genius Ennio Morricone, for a few seconds at least. All this is from Rhino Records' 3-CD, 75-tune Burt Bacharach anthology, The Look of Love, which could be what you want for Christmas. It's got the inevitable hits by Dusty Springfield, The Carpenters, and B.J. Thomas, and lots of Dionne Warwick. There are obscure singles that mysteriously didn't click for the likes of Trini Lopez and Warwick's male counterpart, the ripe-for-rediscovery Lou Johnson. Also included are a couple of duds that mysteriously were hits, This Guy's in Love with You, and One Less Bell to Answer. There's mercifully little of Burt's own feeble singing, and the box largely skips his 70s decline after he and Hal David and Dionne Warwick parted ways. But Bacharach never went away for long. A collection spanning Perry Como, That's What Friends Are For, and Elvis Costello says a lot about longevity.
That song is so was the light that I'd bless. She took my last chance of happiness. So God give me strength.
Nowadays, downtown New York hipsters as well as Elvis Costello do Bacharach tunes. Over the years, jazz musicians like Stan Getz and McCoy Tyner have devoted whole albums to them. But few of these tributes are much good, and Burt's songs never became jazz standards. Partly that's because with him, as with Duke Ellington, the original arrangement beats most remakes. Some folks portray Bacharach as ambassador of bachelor pad music or even radical Jewish culture. But I think the real reason he's back is simply our belated recognition that these songs burrow deep under our collective skin. Bacharach and David aren't Rodgers and Hart or Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, but they're worthy successors to songwriters like that. On that score, in our time, they stand alone.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. Burt Bacharach and Elvis Costello will join us on Wednesday to talk about their collaboration.